Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the morning show today, August 27th. I'm Susie Prez, and today we will be talking with organizers of the upcoming Sandpoint Showdown Motorcycle Rally. I think I'll just say hi to them right now. We have the organizer, Amber Jones. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Susie. Thanks for having us on.
You betcha. And this is a fundraiser for Creations, a local nonprofit. I mean, they'll benefit. So we also want to say hi to Sherry Meekings, director, I'm calling you, of Creations.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks for being here. Once again, thank you, Amber Jones, for coming in today to tell us all about the Sandpoint Showdown Motorcycle Rally that's coming up September 26th through the 28th right here in downtown Sandpoint. And also Sherry Meeking, director of Creations, a local nonprofit that really focuses on our children and a fun event. I know every kid in town says, Mommy, let's go to Creations, and we'll hear all about Creations too. So thank you both for being here. Where to start? Let's just jump in and see what the Sandpoint Showdown Motorcycle Rally is all about. Something new. First, Amber, tell us a little bit about you and how you came to do this event, and why is this your interest?
Thank you, Susie. Awesome to be here this morning. My name's Amber Jones, and my husband and our kids moved here. It's been about 3 years now. And yes, don't crucify me. I'm from Southern California.
Yay.
But I was raised in Oregon, so, you know.
We like California here.
It's fine. Well, that's good. So we lived in the San Diego area, and at the start of March of 2020, I took over as the managing partner of a motorcycle destination. I know, crazy.
What's a motorcycle destination?
A motorcycle destination. So we're in the backcountry of San Diego. Beautiful country roads, very rural. Actually, I feel like I'm in the city being here now. And it is just a place where people on bikes like to, it's beautiful rides. They come out, we have live music. And
is there camping and things like
we
that?
We have camping.
Okay.
Yeah, camping and cabins. So it's really fun.
Specific to motorcycles.
That is our target niche market. So I got involved. We kind of opened or really got going in March of 2020, which was a challenging time in Southern California. But because of that, we really were able to create a community. I had 40 acres, a lot of outdoor space. So really got deep into the motorcycle community and realized how much they were people that gave back. So really involved with lots of nonprofits and charities. And it was incredible to see like what a difference we can make in people's lives. And that was one of the most beautiful things about it. So that's kind of where I come from. I've been doing that for about 5 years. And when we moved up here, my youngest son is friends with Sherry's daughter. And we kind of met, and she's like, why don't you bring a motorcycle event to Sandpoint? I'm like, really?
So she's Sherry, like, yeah. You're the culprit.
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay. And based on what you just explained about down in San Diego, mm-hmm. the motorcycle community really focuses on philanthropy and giving back.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, it kind of is a perfect fit for up here. So when she said it, I'm like, okay, well, what can we do that gives back to the community, but also gives to the community that's like the businesses? So how can we involve everyone? I believe that a rising tide floats all boats. And, I walked around downtown last night or yesterday talking to the local businesses, and I'll throw this out there to anyone I didn't talk to. The streets that we're shutting down. So we have 4 blocks that are going to be blocked off for the showdown. First to Main down Second, and up Cedar. So, we got a lot of space to fill, which is going to be fun. So I just went around talking to the local businesses and said, okay, let me brainstorm with you. How can we get more people through your door? Because I really want the businesses to be a part of the event. We're not bringing in food vendors or a beer garden. We're utilizing the local businesses. You know, I'm a small business owner, and you know, it's tough. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to make a positive economic impact on our community? And so it was great to meet a lot of people and just brainstorm, and they came up with some great ideas of what they could do to be involved.
Yeah, they could have special sales during that, or mm-hmm. if they're a restaurant, they could have a specific food for the event,
yeah,
like the motorcycle hot dog or whatever.
Exactly. So I'm happy to come around and spitball ideas with people, and you know, if they have great ideas, we're all in, right?
You're still in the forming stage, or you've established everything. You've gotten the permits. How yes. in the world do you get permits to block off city streets? That's
well,
interesting. From First to Main.
I know. Well, they've been lovely to work with.
Is that the city?
Yeah. So yeah. I worked with Haley down at Sandpoint.
The city of Sandpoint.
The city of Sandpoint. I was blanking there. And then we had a meeting with the chief of police, the fire chief, and the city engineer. So I've definitely learned a lot about the process. Everyone was like supportive, but you do have to cross your T's and dot your I's. Mm-hmm. So
does it cost money?
A little bit.
A few fees and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So when you block off a street, that means no traffic goes through and no parking.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
So we have those streets blocked off. So it is blocked off to, we call them cages. So if you're in a car, that's a cage. So it's blocked off to cages. Motorcycle parking only.
Okay.
So
kind of like Lost in the 50s.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
But the difference between a car and a motorcycle is you can fit five motorcycles where you could fit one car. So we have the opportunity to bring a lot more business to the downtown.
So where are all these motorcycles coming from? There must be a network that you put the word out and then they apply, or they register in some way?
Well, it is kind of a small community in a way. And, you know, we kind of created the social media page, and then Sherry's got friends, and we just started reaching out, and the support from the community has been incredible. So once you kind of talk to one person, they have a lot of friends. Mm. We had some local amazing sponsors that got on board to help us get this off the ground. This is the first year. So it's like,
I get it.
How's this going to go? Mm-hmm. Do we have friends? We're hoping so. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, like, it's open to everyone.
Sure.
Pedestrians, like, if you don't ride a motorcycle, come out and look at cool motorcycles. So yeah, a couple of people jumped on board with us, the Downtown Shopping District, and Sherry can talk about that. One of my good friends that I know from California, he started a business up here. He does those like touchless covers for your boats.
Oh, yeah.
And stay covered. Really cool. He took us out on his boat, and we got to check it out.
So I'm going back
yeah.
to, how do you get hundreds of motorcycles to show up?
Okay.
That's the question, because that's what's fun for people
yeah.
to walk around and see mm-hmm. is these spiffy bikes and the variety of bikes.
Absolutely. So we put it out there. We're working with Lone Wolf Harley Davidson in Spokane Valley. So they've been super helpful. M6 Cycles out in Post, I guess they're in State Line, Whiskey Customs, and then local community members that would call me up that have just been like, hey, you need to talk to this person. I've got 12 people that have these bikes. So the word just kind of spreads. So the motorcycle community, even though there's probably about 40 to 50,000 registered bikes within 150-mile radius of
San Francisco. So how many bikes again?
40 to 50,000.
Okay, registered, but not for the event. Okay.
Oh, no, they'll all be here. It's going to be awesome. No.
That's amazing to me.
Right?
Yeah, that is.
That's a lot of people that ride motorcycles.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And yeah. I hope they all wear helmets. Ha ha. I do.
I personally wear helmets. Yeah. So
do the folks who want to show their bike and park downtown, do they need to register?
So we do have pre-registration, and you get VIP parking with that on our website, which Kelsey, who's amazing at Creations, has put together for us. So a lot of volunteer hours going into this event. So you can pre-register. We're going to have a special like VIP parking and t-shirt. And I think it gives you a free entry into the bike show if you like. The bike show. Yeah. So we're going to have, there's five different classes, and I should have written this down. We have best paint, best soft tail, best bagger, okay. People's choice. So everyone gets to vote on the bike.
That's fun.
And I forget what the last one is.
So as people walk around, they can look at the bikes mm-hmm. and then have a ballot.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amber, what about that band from Sturgis?
Well, we don't have them this year.
Oh, okay.
No. Right. So my friend John Daffron, which he's done a lot of my shows down in Southern California, he's up here and he started a band. And they do like the boat shows at Newport Beach. He performs all around town.
Like a party band.
Yeah. But he's really good with like going with the flow and kind of being kind of like a extra MC. So he'll be here all day playing tunes.
Okay.
And so we'll have live music in front of Cedar Creek Bridge. And we're going to have games, which are hysterical to watch. And we also have slow games. I'm doing air quotes.
Talk about slow games because it's on your promotional material. Slow games, competitive event showcasing balance, throttle control, and precision, where riders navigate a straight course as slowly as possible without stalling or touching the ground.
I know, it sounds kind of like technical and maybe slightly boring, but it is really fun to watch because it really showcases like people's talents and anyone can compete, but it's called a race, but it's really, really slow and really, really safe.
Are there certain bikes that are more able to do this kind of slow bike games? What you call it? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's more the rider. Because a good rider is going to be good on pretty much anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of variety to bikes that we're talking about, motorcycles.
Yes.
And there's, you know, sporty ones that you see coming through from, it seems like they come from Canada a lot. And they're like leaning forward and they're just going, you know. Then there's the bigger ones that look like little cars without tops on them, and they're very comfortable and they have a lot of storage space behind them. And then of course we know the Harley Davidson, I don't know if you call them choppers still, but
yeah.
So any kind of motorized bike,
anything on two wheels is welcome. You know, everyone's welcome.
More highway style bikes rather than dirt bikes.
Yeah. Highway legal. I mean, if your dirt bike's legal to ride down here, come on down.
Bring it down.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I mean, if you're on your bicycle, come on down. If you're walking, come on down. Just, you know, you can park your motorcycle inside, but cages are outside. Right. But yeah, all types of bikes. And it sounds like we have quite a variety to look at my day or at my location down south. One of the funnest parts is walking out and seeing like the paint jobs and the custom work people have done on their bikes. So
if you're a motorcycle owner, many love their bikes. So take quite pride in them. Sherry, you wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah. I think the people are so interesting, too. As I've been getting to know kind of what Amber does in Southern California, I jumped onto her Instagram, which is Josie's Hideout. Just to kind of check it out. I had no idea. The culture is so cool. And people are so excited about sharing what they've created on their bike.
Yeah.
They create these bikes. And so I think the people are just as interesting as the bikes.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, here we're talking about creations where, you know, motorcyclists can be artists. So it kind of ties in with what we're doing with you guys.
It does.
Well, this is all very kind of new to me to understand what's coming up. You picked September 26th through the 28th, but really it's a one-day So kind of talk a little bit about what is coming. Why did you pick late September almost? Maybe because of other things going on in town and enough time to organize. This is a lot to organize.
Yeah. So we wanted it to be in the shoulder season because we only want to add to the community, not take away. So really start the focus within kind of the locals. Mm-hmm. All the tourists are going to go home and, create something kind of for us. I mean, obviously people are coming in from many different states, for this event, but, just kind of something in that off season. Plus the permitting process took a little bit longer than I had anticipated because I'd never been through it. But we did apply for an annual. So next year will be, easier. And, I don't know if we're committed to that same date every year, but I think we want to fit it within the shoulder season.
I get that.
Yeah.
I think the weather is perfect at the end of September. From what I've learned about bikers and how they like to ride. So I think the weather is tremendous in September. And then, so anyone that's planning an event, just know that the city does not like to shut down the streets in the summer.
Yeah.
And so the process was, I think, just, they were sort of open arm for us when we approached them with those dates.
Yeah.
So that made it easier. They were so enthusiastic. They gave, we asked for one block and they gave us four blocks.
So we really need everyone to come out and fill up those blocks. So yes. Sherry and I are tap dancing down the road going, hey, look at us.
I'm
going
to bring my Vespa.
Perfect.
Fill up one
fifth of those spots.
Do you have a motorcycle?
I do have a Vespa and it will be coming.
Okay. Street legal. So that's good. In your promotional materials, since we're talking about downtown, you're talking about the economic impact modeled after smaller bike rallies like Born Free. It could generate quite a bit of revenue, especially bringing people from outside.
Absolutely.
Because they need places to stay and everyone is hungry.
Yeah.
And so you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So, I've been involved with different ones across the state and, we wanted kind of the small town feel. There used to be an event in Hollister, California that they would shut down the downtown area. And, it's just very community oriented. These rallies and shows have really elevated. Born Free is a very classy event that has all different types of builders and showcasing bikes. And the impact of that one is like $2 to $5 million on a weekend event. I think, or maybe it's $20 million.
In a small community.
Relatively. No, Hollister's, I don't know what the economic impact, but some of the smaller ones, they $2 to $5 million.
Sure.
Sturgis, which is the huge one, which we're not going to be like that big.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
You never know. that's $800 million that comes into the community in 2 weeks. That's what they do for the year. It's like,
2 weeks. Okay.
2 weeks. Yeah. So it has the potential to really boost the economy in, our off season.
And bring something fun to the regular people who love Lost in the 50s.
Yeah.
I remember bringing my small son, who's now 38, to Lost in the 50s and just walking around as a family and looking at all these cool cars. Well, now there's going to be some really cool bikes to look at.
Absolutely.
And a whole new event from the May. I think Lost in the 50s is in May. Now we have something to, bookcase the season in September.
Anchor events.
Yeah
and we're really blessed because a lot of the people that are coming out to support this, like I listed in the stuff I sent you, these people that are helping me put this on, LFG 1904, and we all have podcasts too, so we can talk about that. But they just got done running this show at Sturgis. They go to Born Free. They go to Live Fast Rally. They go to a lot of the top rallies in the United States and bring an incredible energy to the event. So we have the Shifter crew. LFG 1904 and Low Side.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's, yeah.
What about Senders Only, and who's allegedly with Amber?
Well, I'm allegedly with Amber. Senders Only, I got turned down on the, we got shut down on the stunt aspect. So we're looking, and I'm working with some local people on finding a location on private property to do the stunt show. We might even bring the Stunt Wars to Idaho.
The Stunt Wars.
Stunt Wars.
Stunt Wars. Stunt
yeah.
I learned that there's also kind of like barrel racing, but for motorcycles.
Okay.
I had no idea, but that sounds super exciting. And I hope maybe we can do something like that next year.
Something out in the country, as you said.
Yeah.
So just because it's good to throw this kind of thing out, if someone wants more information, how would they find you? You have a website, you have a email you want to give out?
Absolutely. So everything is Sandpoint Showdown. You can find us on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Sandpointshowdown@gmail.com is our email. Our website is sandpointshowdown.com. There's phone numbers on there. Yeah.
Yeah, everything's right there.
Everything's right there.
Sandpointshowdown.com. Yeah. So you probably have a great website that tells you everything you need to know.
Mostly. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, people have been incredible. Like, I've been here 3 years, and I probably knew Sherry and my hairdresser. and Shooter and my youngest son's friends. So I didn't know a ton of people, maybe a few more than that. But it's been so incredible how warm and welcoming and how many people want this type of event that are calling me up and saying, hey, Amber, we want to be involved. And Ben, who has Hellbent and motorcycle accessories and stuff, he's like helping us out with our radio or our traditional media campaign, sponsoring that. Mm-hmm. You know, he reached out, and it was kind of funny because he had some different people that were interested. And one of them, our day job, we do shower doors, those custom shower doors. And so one of the builders we worked with was like, I was given his phone number. So
right
now it's becoming a smaller community, and it's kind of amazing.
The network shows up.
Yeah.
Well, I want to shift over to the fundraising aspect of this. You are the proceeds.
Yes.
The net proceeds would go to a nonprofit in our community, and Creations is the one. And Sherry, you are the director of Creations. Why don't you tell us about it? Most of us kind of know, but there's a lot of people listening right now that Creations sounds fun. What is it?
Well, Creations is multifaceted. And so I understand, like, sometimes people are like, well, I've heard of it, but I don't quite know what it is. So it was super organic at birth. You know, I was just called to the Cedar Street Bridge back in 2009. And at that time, it was just the wonderful Cedar Street Bistro, which we all remember, Tim and Manuela, had that business for 15 years. They were in the front. And there's just a little sprinkling of some vendors throughout the Cedar Street Bridge, kind of in the front. And then the whole back end and the upstairs was vacant. And so I met John Gillum, which was one of the previous owners of the Cedar Street Bridge. And I met him at Schweitzer Mountain at the little art gallery up there. And we talked about some art. And I guess I'm enthusiastic about art. So John was like, could you come see my building and spread a little, you know, put a little bit of life into the Cedar Street Bridge? You know, it's, you know, it needs a breath of air. And so I was like, really? Like, you want me to come down there and do that? And so, we just kept in communication, and I finally did make it into that building, which was kind of on my radar. I was new in 2009, but my background is architectural engineering. And so when I saw that building, of course, like, my heart was in love with that building from day one.
It's a really cool building.
It's a really cool building.
It's been there forever. It seems like a covered bridge that used to go across Sand Creek. Well, it still does go across, but it has a whole building on top of it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I love the history behind it. And so it just kind of felt right. And I wanted to be there, and I wanted to be a part of creating something for our community in there. And it was just deep in my heart to do so. And at the time, I had a 1.5-year-old daughter. And so, and I didn't know anybody in town. So I had been to MOPS, which is Mothers of Preschoolers, where they met at, it was at a church, and like 100 moms would come with their kids.
And oh, boy.
I know, right? And this beautiful staff of people would love on our babies while, like, us moms, we got to have lunch, adult conversation, and we crafted. And then we would have a speaker like Foster Klein or somebody that would, like, enrich the depth of being a parent. And it was so good. Like, I love those moments. It was once a month. And so I was like, why can't this be every day? This is just amazing. And so I just kind of had a vision and a spark for it. I kept seeing, like, this community space in the back of this, you know, it wasn't actually in the back of the Cedar Street Bridge. I just kept seeing it in the Cedar Street Bridge. And so I talked to John, and I opened just a little art space. And you might be wondering, why art? Well, I was an art teacher at the time.
Sure.
So I just wanted, like, a Montessori style creative area where kids could come in and create anything that they wanted with the supplies that we had, not necessarily with instructions, but to be creative. And so it kind of evolved from there. Very first, I guess our very first time to get, like, craft time together for the community, I just put it out to the MOPS group, and I was like, hey, come to the Cedar Street Bridge, and we're going to have some goldfish crackers and some Capri Suns. That was 15 years ago. things have changed. And we're going to craft together. So to my surprise, 31 moms came and all their kids. And we filled that building with laughter and joy and so much fun. I couldn't even believe it. So I was like, this is a great use for this space. And that was the beginning of it.
So you created a space for parents and children to be really free and creative.
Yes, where parents can. So this is one thing that was a surprise to me. Not only did the kids have a great time, but I saw moms that I never saw speak to one another, you know, just, you know, out and about or at our MOPS meetings. And here they were, they're focused on their kids, mm-hmm. and their kids were connecting. And then what do you know, the mom started to connect and they started to talk. And another really cool thing from this is that group of moms that came to the very first craft session, I still know those ladies to this day. Sure. And our kids grew up together, and they're still in this community. And so I really can, I mean, they were part of it.
True creative spark formed something that benefits so many over 15 years, you say.
Yeah.
And how has it evolved, and what is it today?
Okay, so, well, we had another little aspect of creation. So once we kind of launched this, there was a mom that kind of came through, and she had a 30-year-old special needs son. And she was like, she saw, like, all this that was happening and all this joy and all this connection. And she was like, could you do something maybe for the special needs community? And I was like, oh, geez, I've never, you know, like, I've never done a class like that. And I was like, who do you want it for? Like, who are the people? She's like, they're adults ranging from age 18 to 72. And right now they play cards at the library on Thursdays. And I was like, oh, okay. And you want them to come and do art? And she was like, I would love that. She was just, you know, just, she had a huge heart for art and understood, like, what it did for someone's soul. And so I was like, all right, I'll do this. So I was nervous. I put it together, and we decided to make clay coil pots.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of handwork.
Yes. And so I prepared everything. You know, I used my lunch money to get the clay. And to my surprise, 4 people came. And it was adults and in that age range, and, you know,
with their caregivers,
with their parents.
Okay.
They actually brought their parents for the first time. And so the class, I thought, I mean, I didn't think it was successful. When they left, I cried a little. And it was like, oh no, I didn't do a good job. Like, this is so sad. And so this woman, she called me again and she was like, you know, they loved it so much. And I'm like, what? I didn't feel like they loved it at all. And she's like, would you try one more time for me? Like, just, you know, there's 11 people that go play cards at the library. So I went, all right, I'll try one more time. So I wiped those tears off and came up with another project. And to my surprise, all 11 students showed up the next time. They loved it. And I've gotten to know this community over the years. I ended up teaching at PISNY, which is special needs for North Idaho. And that class has been ongoing now for 14 years.
Wow.
So that was a kind of an offshoot of, as Creations unfolded, that kind of anchored you in. And what is it today? I know children that come to visit Sandpoint always have to take a stop at Creations. And you can add in there, what does it take to keep it going?
Gotcha. Okay.
Support-wise.
Thank you, Susie. So Creations today looks like it's in the back of the Cedar Street Bridge, and it's an open, weatherproof, free. Everything's by donation. So if you don't have money, please come. If you do have money, please donate. It's just that simple. We want to serve everybody, and we never want to turn anyone away. That's always been our mission and purpose. And it is to bring children and families and connection together. So whether parents talking to their children, parents talking to parents, or children playing with children. So that's kind of like our goal over the years. And so now it looks like we have a tree house that was created by this wonderful company that also created for Walt Disney World. And we are putting a bid out for a tree house. Like, would anybody help us for this amount of money? And this wonderful man jumped in and created, I mean, it really does look like Walt, you know, that tree house looks like Walt Disney World.
Right.
So that was really cool. And then we have a slide on there. And then it has a cave. And then we have a boat for the toddlers. And that boat was sparked by our infamous Captain Dan that has the pirate ship here in Sandpoint. And Dan has retired, and so his pirate ship is still moving around, and that is run by Mike Elliott. You'll see him in the summer.
So you have a whole section in the back that is for physical activity.
Yes.
And then you have, like, bins and tables and art supplies everywhere. And so it's kind of a multi-functional kids space.
It is. So it's open art. You can come in and create anything that you want with the supplies that we have. And we also have organized art classes for those that want a little more instruction. And it's on our website, which is creationsforsandpoint.org. And you can pop on there and see what's going on. And then we also have a community area where we've had everything from people teaching Spanish to story time, parties, birthday parties, celebrations, corporate parties. And then we just launched a brand new Lego studio on the upper floor. And so that was launched last year. It's really exciting. It's a membership. And we also have open creative time on Saturdays.
Saturdays, what time?
I believe it's 11 to 4.
Okay. And that's Legos. And that's a popular place, I'm sure.
It is popular and it looks super cool. It kind of looks like a spaceship in there. It's super fun.
Lego space.
Yes. And it's called, I mean, it's Creations and its name is Build.
Build.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you have a child that loves Legos, check out our website and get a membership and get involved.
And what is that website?
Creationsforsandpoint.org.
For Sandpoint.org. Yes. Creationsforsandpoint.org.
Yes.
But they can also donate on the Sandpoint Showdown page towards Creations.
They can.
Yeah.
So you said that the art and the use of the space is, if you can donate, donate. If you can't, enjoy.
Yes.
And what else does it take? You must have sponsors and fundraising. Yeah. You're going to be part of a fundraising event here coming up at the Sandpoint Showdown Motorcycle Rally.
Well, we're stoked to be a part of what Amber is bringing to Sandpoint. It was, I don't know, it was just a great connection. And Amber's like, you know, our motorcycle community, they are the most giving, generous people. And they just love a great cause. And so this cause is dear in my heart. And we just thought it was a good fit because of the creativity and the art That's all. That's involved in creating every single motorcycle.
Well, I'm kind of bouncing up and down in my seat because I haven't even talked about the exciting aspect of the ongoing fundraising that we are doing for Creation. So Lone Wolf Harley Davidson is donating a bike. So we're working with
a Harley.
We're working with different part makers and painters, custom builders. And this bike is going to be custom. It hopefully will be here done and ready for the showdown where you can buy raffle tickets. So it will not be raffled off that day because we want to raise as much money as possible. But that will be a fundraiser for Creation. So you'll be able to get your raffle tickets, see the bike, and then at Christmas, they'll raffle it
perfect
off
time.
And Creations is the recipient.
Right.
Is that the coolest thing?
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
So good.
Just to go back for a second back to what you've created at Creations, you have to take a little bit of credit for this, Sherry.
Aww.
A lot of credit because it is your creative and artistic and your heart for our community that really has brought that to us. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having us here and just learning more about Creations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a visitor in town, come and see us. Yeah. It's so cool just to walk in and experience something like that for, you know, it's free.
Right.
You know, if your heart leads you to donate, like I said, please donate because we do need donations.
Yeah.
So what does it take? A lot of art supplies. I mean, all that is.
Yeah. Maybe. It takes rent and labor. And, you know, we get like, I like to kind of say, like, if you could imagine like 200 little monkeys every day.
Clean up.
Yes. Okay. So it's just constant cleanup and, art supplies. And we have partnered over the years with AmeriCorps, which is
good.
An amazing program. Mm-hmm. So that's offered some support for us. But it does take funding. So, you know, if you have a dollar, throw it in the box. If mm-hmm. you have 20, throw it in the box. It's a gift that just keeps giving all year long. It's not a one-time, where I see other really great things that happen in the community, but it just might be a one-day thing. This is something that gives every single day of the mm-hmm. year. And
I have a feeling it's also evolves over time because you see what the community needs, what children are into. Mm-hmm. And that's why you added the Lego station called Build. And, you know, so it's great use for the space at Cedar Street. I'm sure John Gillum is very happy with what happened.
Yeah. You know, John planted the seed
yeah.
and he was super supportive over the years.
Right.
And then, and Jeff and Cindy Bond, they came alongside as well. And now we have a new owner of the Cedar Street Bridge, Joseph Worth, and he's a personal friend and
okay.
he has allowed that building to fill to its potential.
Oh, good.
And he's incredible to work with and he has a giant heart.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So let's just recap. I'm here. This is 88.5 KRFY. This is our community radio station. This is the voice of our community. Right here, we're speaking with Amber Jones, who is the coordinator and director, we'll say, of the Sandpoint Showdown Motorcycle Rally that's coming up September 26th through the 28th with a large presence on the 27th. All kinds of really fun things. Go to their website at Amber.
SandpointShowdown.com.
There you go. And we're speaking with Sherry Meeking, who is the director of one of the coolest places in town, Creations. So any last things you'd like to say just to sponsor people who are... You mentioned some of your sponsors.
Yeah, I'd love... Yeah, and it's amazing, too, as Sherry was talking, like our biggest sponsor, which is Sargent Law Firm out of Coeur d'Alene. His wife grew up in Sandpoint. And when I told them what the nonprofit was, they said, we brought our kids there.
Oh,
and, you know, when I moved to town, my kid was big. So I haven't experienced mm-hmm. it, but I have a grandchild. So
yep,
when he
up.
Comes in. So, yeah, just we have some great people that have shown up that are going to be helping us within the community.
A synopsis of what anyone can expect going down there. Or if you have a motorcycle and you'd like to participate
yes.
on that level. So.
Come to our website or go to our social media pages and reach out if you'd like to, you know, become more involved. And we're going to have the games. We're going to have the races. We're going to have the Not the races. Oh, we're gonna have rides. We have some self-directed rides you can go on. There's gonna be like a downtown poker run that Bleeding Heart Tattoo Emporium's putting on, where you can go get little stamps from the different stores. So it's just gonna be fun. But what I always say is, I was really nervous the first time I did one of these events because I'm like, I have to have everything planned. But what I find is we as a group create the event. So it's really up to all of you out there that are listening. Come and be a part of it. You know, help us create what we want for our community. So if you have a bike, if you don't have a bike, let's just have a great time. And all we ask is, you know, you come out and be kind and we'll have a fantastic time.
Okay, that's the Sandpoint Showdown Motorcycle Rally, September 26th through the 28th, right here in downtown Sandpoint. And Sherry, do you have any last words of sharing?
I think I just want to talk for just 30 seconds about the Downtown Business Association. So we're a group of 40 businesses that come together and we share marketing and ideas, and we plan the events. So we plan 11 events per year. And this motorcycle event will be our 11th event. You know, if you're a local business and you're just not sure how to get involved, please reach out, because there are so many great ideas. And I'll just throw out a couple. Like, we have a hat bar, Azalea on First. Chloe, she does this great job with this amazing hat bar where you get a blank hat and you get to decorate it. We also, like Carousel Emporium, I have a trucker hat maker, Rebecca Apple with Monarch Laser Studio. So she'll be there creating hats for this event. And I think there's so many ways to, even, you know, like if you're an outdoor store, you can create something cool for, you know, the motorcycle community to come and visit. And the more we put together as a downtown group and create these, you know, like these cool little pockets where people can visit, the cooler this event's going to be. So I just encourage you to get your thinking cap on or call us and get involved in this thing. It's going to be so much fun.
And just consider, this is the beginning.
Yeah.
This is your first year. Right. And it sounds like a lot of fun. And again, I'm visiting with Sherry Meeking, the Director of Creations, and Amber Jones, the director organizer of the upcoming September 28th or 25th through the 26th through the 28th Sandpoint Showdown Motorcycle Rally. So it's a new thing in our community, but it sounds really cool. So, gals, thanks so much for coming in and being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Folks, if you were not able to listen to this whole live broadcast, you can go to krfy.org later on in the morning, and this whole interview will be on our website. So thanks for being with us. We're going to hear a song right now.